This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the Health Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today on the program, we're speaking with Dr. Tejas Joshi. He is the Director of Liver Diseases and Assistant Professor at Marshall University School of Medicine in Huntington, West Virginia. Dr. Joshi, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you, Eric. It's my pleasure.
And of course, I know you stay busy, so we are really thankful for your time and for coming out today. So for starters, if you would, give us an overview of what FibroScan is and discuss why you decided to implement this into your practice.
Sure. So FibroScan is both a screening and diagnostic point of care device that utilizes ultrasound technology to quantify liver fat and liver damage and or scarring. When caring for patients with chronic liver disease, this device is monumental in completing a comprehensive evaluation. Now, from a hepatology standpoint, it is not only important to determine the etiology of liver disease, but also the extent of existing damage. It is a tool used to monitor progression, as well as healing and improvement. These are just a few of the various reasons I decided to implement this in my own practice. And now with FibroScan at the focal point, this device is part of a fatty liver clinical care algorithm at our institution. Via open access and health screenings, various providers are directly ordering FibroScans for their patients and determining where to refer them next. This has led to the multimodal management of patients with chronic liver disease at our institution.
Yeah, thanks for helping us understand better and also totally makes sense why you decided to implement this into your practice. So how do you feel that the use of FibroScan has actually benefited your practice so far and your unique patient population?
FibroScan has been of tremendous benefit to our department and our unique Appalachian patient population. The burden of metabolic syndrome, where we have conditions such as diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and obesity, is weighing heavy as a growing epidemic in our region, this nation, and globally. This, coupled with a scarcity of resources for better liver health, has led to a growing burden of cirrhosis. An estimated 100 million Americans have non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, with a quarter of that population having liver damage, which can progress further to liver scarring called cirrhosis. Now, fatty liver disease can also develop from various conditions, including certain medications, viruses, and alcohol. A recent study published this past month revealed 40% of roughly 6,000 patients with cirrhosis diagnosed on a postmortem analysis never held a medical charted diagnosis of cirrhosis. We have a long way to go when it comes to screening our patients, and FibroScan is a focal point to closing this gap. We've done a great deal of marketing at our institution, and I've personally completed an extensive level of outreach to educate both providers and patients on the fact that we now have a FibroScan and its various utilities. Now, this has led to an expansion of our referral pool, as well as a collaboration with various other subspecialties and departments. Companies have also reached out to us about clinical trial opportunities, as our patient population is underrepresented when it comes to NASH-based clinical trials. And this diagnostic tool is a needed requirement when it comes to inclusion criteria for a majority of these trials. And I believe both the patients and the practice are benefiting from being included in novel and emerging clinical treatment options.
Now, another question for you, Dr. Joshi. We've covered considerable benefits of this tool in the past for patients. What is the value of FibroScan to the provider?
Aside from a substantial increase in the sheer number of referrals to our gastroenterology and hepatology department, the machine provides an ability to risk stratify these patients on better determining which at-risk patients need closer follow-up. We recently completed a study that looked at the factors that motivated weight loss in patients. All patients in our study had a previous diagnosis of fatty liver on ultrasound. We completed education on lifestyle modifications and then provided them with educational material on Mediterranean diet. Patients included in the studies had findings of advanced fibrosis and were educated on the concern for this further progression to cirrhosis? Well, greater than 70% of these patients lost weight and had a reduction in at least one full BMI point on a three-month follow-up. So in general, when these patients are making such lifestyle changes to reverse their liver damage, we utilize the FibroScan coupled with blood work as early as 6 months in some of these patients to further elucidate this with objective data that they are achieving these goals. As weight loss is a key component of reversing this disease process, we can see an improvement as early as 5% and reversal when reaching 10%. So for our patients who continue to progress on the scans or just simply at high risk of progression of liver damage to cirrhosis, I feel these patients will benefit from a more expedited involvement of other specialists.
Well, we certainly appreciate what you do there in West Virginia and for joining us here today. We're speaking with Dr. Tejas Joshi, Director of Liver Diseases and Assistant Professor at Marshall University School of Medicine in Huntington, West Virginia, here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Liver Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, which different practitioners could be involved in the liver management algorithm? Get into that a little bit, if you would.
I believe hepatologists and primary care providers to be the focal point in determining the initial presence of liver disease and the possible etiology. Initial care begins by recognizing that at-risk patient population, those with elevated liver tests, fatty liver picked up on some form of imaging, those with a history of alcohol or some form of illicit drug use in their social history, and those with that metabolic syndrome I mentioned and its related disorders in their medical history. For alcohol-related liver disease patients, aside from their primary care providers, those specialists that can be involved will include behavioral health specialists, counselors, providers at addiction centers to provide medication, and hepatologists. For those with non-alcohol-related fatty liver disease, I think the AGA, American Gastroenterological Association algorithm, and the NASH Clinical Care Pathway does a great job of laying it out for us. Will we see involvement from PCPs, endocrinologists, obesity medicine specialists, gastroenterologists, hepatologists, and bariatric specialists?
Lastly, Dr. Joshi, what advice would you give those practitioners out there interested in implementing FibroScan like you did into their practice?
All of these specialties and practitioners are encouraged to utilize everyday clinical lab values and patient information at their hands, such as age, liver test, platelets. Via non-invasive calculators, they can use these to determine a fibrosis 4 index score, and this helps determine those at risk for liver damage. Now, these scores hold a very high sensitivity, meaning a high ability to rule out liver damage and fibrosis. With scores greater than 1.3, detailed in that AGA NASH clinical care algorithm, which we can search, we see that advanced fibrosis cannot be excluded. So it's recommended the provider obtain a FibroScan and then refer to a hepatologist, where further liver-based comprehensive workup can be completed. Providers will be surprised at how many patients have steatosis and fat in their liver or have fibrosis and cirrhosis that may benefit from aggressive management and referral to a specialist. I cannot tell you, Eric, how many providers, both in endocrinology, primary care, have directly messaged me, shocked, with their patients coming back with the FibroScan results, diagnosing them with stage 3 and cirrhosis stage 4, some of them with even normal liver enzymes. It's just so eye-opening to learn how silent of a disease this truly is. And when those providers truly experience this firsthand, the number of FibroScans they begin ordering and the referrals to our department as a result of this are exponential.
Once again, Dr. Joshi, we can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Some really good insight and information shared here today on this FibroScan technology. Before you go, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Yeah, absolutely, Eric. I think some key takeaways could be that initial care begins by recognizing this at-risk population, and FibroScan is both a screening and diagnostic point-of-care device, which is now at the focal point in those with chronic liver diseases, including NASH. There are over 30 medicines for NASH in various phases of clinical trials, Treatment options such as intragastric balloons and bariatrics are now FDA approved for NASH. Bariatric surgery, such as a sleeve, has been showing a change in the actual natural history of these patients, select patients. Several obesity medicines are now leading to weight loss and improvement in our patients' fiber scan interpretations, noted personally in our most recent studies within our institution. And so as the patients gain benefits from these various methods I just mentioned, fiber scan is a great way to motivate these patients and a way for providers to monitor these patients' clinical status and progress. So these various intersections is why I feel success exists within the multimodal management of patients with chronic liver disease.
Yeah, Dr. Joshi, thanks for those concluding remarks. Much appreciated. Now, if listeners wanted to get more information on the FibroScan technology or more information on yourself, where's the best place to do so?
Going online and searching for EchoSense and searching for the NASH AGA clinical care pathway. These are going to be the best ways to kind of provide this information. And then we have our institutional website and my website as well.
And of course, we'll include links accordingly within the show notes of this broadcast. Dr. Joshi, again, thanks for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you, Eric.
Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Tejas Joshi, the Director of Liver Diseases and Assistant Professor at Marshall University School of Medicine in Huntington, West Virginia. And for all the details on the FibroScan technology, visit echosens.com. Again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.